Good morning. Welcome to our Tuesday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm the senior minister of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about being peaceful. And that's not just a place. It's not even just a state of mind. It's about being filled with peace, regardless of circumstances and situations. So each morning we're continuing a look at different things the Bible says about the peace that we ought to be filled with. And today we're looking at being peaceful as you trust in God, being full of peace because of your trust in God. Romans 15, verse 13 says, "May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in Him, so that you might overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit." A God of hope, filling you with peace as you trust in Him. It's that trust that allows us to live at peace with all people as far as it's possible for us. It's that hope that allows us to be filled with peace when the world is not a peaceful place. And that hope exists in our life because we've chosen to trust in God. We put our faith in Him. The Bible's clear that faith is the key. Many of us at least, I'm in that group myself, kind of like to figure things out. We want certainty. And we struggle with faith being the certainty, the evidence of things not seen, the substance of things we can't touch or feel. And it's living with this type of hope, with this faith in God, that fills us with peace. I love the combination of joy and peace. Because it describes a state of being that's not dependent upon the circumstances of life, upon the happenings. We tend to settle for happiness. We're looking for that next thing that brings us happiness. And we settle for that rather than a deep abiding joy that comes through our trust in God. And just as God's Spirit gives us a peace that surpasses all understanding, we'll talk about that throughout this week. He gives us a joy that is also beyond understanding. It makes very little sense to those who have not yet encountered Christ and put their faith in Him. We live life, and life is messy, and life is difficult many times, and life is confusing. It's chaotic. It's disruptive. It's all of those things that the world would say rob us of our joy and of our peace. It's why we talked about yesterday. Jesus says he gives us a peace not like the world gives, but it's a peace that comes as we place our trust in him. As he fills us with a hope, a confident expectation that his promised return is coming. A confident expectation that we have been cleansed because he said so, because his blood is enough and it cleanses us from all unrighteousness. A confident expectation that we belong to the kingdom of God because he's given us a place of belonging. He's sealed us by his Spirit in this adoption. And it's in those confident expectations, it's within those elements of faith, of trust in God, that we grow in peace. And we recognize one of our guys shared during our men's breakfast this past Saturday, a chapter of scripture as Jesus is trying to encourage his disciples and us. And there's a warning that things are going to get bad. In fact, he says, some of you, there will be those who are put to death because of their faith, but don't worry, not a hair of your head will be destroyed. I think, wait a minute. How is that possible? You're being put to death, but you won't even a hair be destroyed? It's because of that hope. It's because of that faith. It's because of the realization that death of this body is simply moving from this earth to the presence of God. And that peace that exists because we trust God. That says no matter what happens, God's got this. And it may not look like I want it to look like. In fact, to the world, it may look like defeat. But God fills me with peace because I've put my trust in him. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. In your love, you have brought to us the ability to have hope. You are a God of hope, a God that fills us with confident expectations that are made solid by your faithfulness. And God, as we choose daily, throughout each day, to put our trust in you, you bring peace into our life. When we can live life with a genuine attitude that says, I don't know what's going on, but I trust you. We grow in peace. And so, God, as our trust in you grows, as our faith is rewarded with joy and peace, may we live by your Spirit. May we learn by your Spirit. May we teach by your Spirit. And in all of this, may we grow as a peaceful person. A person filled with a peace that surpasses understanding. A person filled with a peace that combines that hope and joy that we have in Christ. A person filled with a peace through faith. And so, God, today, as we desire that level of peace, help us to trust you. That our trust in you would grow. That we would remember all of the times when we've doubted, but we've trusted anyhow, and you were faithful. And those reminders would help us in the midst of our doubts to continue to trust. That our hearts and minds and voices would cry out in unison with the man in Scripture, "I believe. Help my unbelief. I trust. Help my distrust." And so, Father, today, help us to grow in peace as we put our trust in you. And because of Jesus, we're able to do that. And our faith in him and his work on the cross fills us with a peace because we trust his work is enough. And so, God, today, help us to lift up Jesus as the one who brings peace. That as we lift up him, he would draw people to himself. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Tuesday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.